took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off of his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." The buzzer told the monkey, "You are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, "Your story's so touching, but it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right."
Straighten up and fly right. Nat King Cole and his trio, a hit from the 1940s. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. The 40s, the years of World War II. Many of the tunes from that period remain popular today. Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, Sentimental Journey, I'll Be Seeing You, and of course, White Christmas. The songs of the war years will be the subject of a Veterans Day talk by Michael Lasser at the Octave Chanute Aerospace Museum on the grounds of the former Chanute Air Force Base in Rantoul. Michael Lasser is the host of the public radio program Fascinating Rhythm. The show, a winner of a Peabody Award, explores the history and themes of American popular music. You can hear the show on our companion station, WILL-FM, on Friday evenings following the 10 o'clock news. Veterans Day ceremonies at the museum will begin at 4:30 Monday afternoon. Michael Lasser's Veterans Day tribute, Walking Alone, the Songs of World War II, is set for 5:30. The Chanute Aerospace Museum is located at 1011 Paysetter Drive in Rantoul, and tickets will be available at the door. Michael Lasser is my guest in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine. Michael, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us
today. Hi, Cheryl. How are you? Nice to be with you.
When you think of American music of the 1940s, you think, you know, of a music that came of a time of war. But what else can you glean from the music of that day? Say a tune like Straighten Up and Fly Right.
Well, Straighten Up and Fly Right is of course, a jive tune. Not every song was about war, obviously. Most songs never refer to the war. If you go to any period, the 20s, the 30s, whatever, they're not about the political and diplomatic and economical issues of the day. But they come up out of their own time. And when you put them back in that time and you try to listen with one ear in the present and one ear in the past, they start to speak to you in strange kinds of ways. White Christmas in its own time is a war song that borders on despair.
Hmm.
Think about that.
Yeah.
There's no hope in that song. All I can do is send you a Christmas card and hope.
Yeah.
It's from 42, the darkest days of the war. And by 45, we're singing Kiss Me Once and Kiss Me Twice and Kiss Me Once Again. It's been a long, long time.
Hmm.
You couldn't have sung that in 42. They're a remarkable mirror of their own time. And like anything good, if they're good enough, they speak to us beyond that time. And sometimes we lose the connection, but we still have the song,
yeah,
or the poem, or the novel, or the play.
Yeah. Well, today when we sing White Christmas, it's, you know, it's understood we will be home for Christmas.
Exactly. And nobody really listens to the melancholy tinge of the melody, and nobody listens to what the words are saying. We know it is, you know, it's almost like the song's always been here. God rested on the seventh day, and on the eighth day he wrote White Christmas. It's always been around. But of course it was around in it came around in 1942 when Irving Berlin wrote it.
Yeah. You know, the music of the 40s is the music of my parents' youth, my grandparents' middle age.
I don't want to hear that. I was a kid during those years.
And you know, because of that, I'm familiar with it. But you know what? As you talk about this, you know, I guess, yeah, I'm not tuned into its roots really.
Sure. Well, a song like "I'll Be Seeing You" was written in '38, a generic love ballad, pretty enough, went nowhere. But somebody had a bright idea and re-released it in 43. I'll Be Seeing You in All the Old Familiar Places, and it becomes a dream of what there had been, of what you're in danger of losing because the man's gone off and the woman's left behind.
Mm.
It's a song about loneliness. And the love songs of the time are filled with the most extraordinary feeling of longing.
Yeah.
Mm. I'll walk alone.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to walk without you.
Mm.
You'll never know just how much I love you.
Yeah. You can almost see in your mind's eye someone sitting down with pen in hand.
A soldier boy without a heart has two strikes on him from the start. How about that as a way to go off to combat?
Mm.
Deeply, deeply melancholy, a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah. And in 45, how quickly did the music turn around?
Oh, boy, did it. Very quickly. At the beginning of the war, we were singing You're in the Army Now. And at the end of the war, we were singing a song called Call Me Mister. Don't call me Lieutenant. Don't call me Private. Call me Mister. Going back home. This train is a going home train.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, turned around very quickly. Yeah. Because the songs before the day of the singer-songwriter, the songs of Tin Pan Alley, the earlier years of the century, the songwriters didn't tell you what they were thinking. They told us what we were thinking. If it was on our minds or in our hearts, it ended up in a popular song. They were really, in their own time, a mirror. And they've turned for us as a result into a window so that we can look back on the past. And so they were very keenly attuned to what was going on in the world, what people were thinking and feeling and saying and believing and dreaming.
Mm.
And they turned it all into songs
with
great speed, usually, and in great quantity. There's an awful lot of junk.
Mm.
But you sift through and you find some wonderful stuff.
Yeah. And no doubt you'll be expanding on these ideas that you've just expressed this afternoon, Monday in Rantoul.
Oh, I get a whole hour. Oh, yeah. And it's similar to the radio show, except there's more talk and less music in a talk, just as there's more music and less talk on a radio show.
Yeah. Also, I just want to mention here that also on Monday, Michael will be on Kevin Kelly's morning program on our companion station, WILL-FM 90.9, 101.1 in Champaign, Urbana. Of course, WILL-FM, a station that carries fascinating rhythm. Michael, for folks unfamiliar with your radio program, how would you describe the show?
Somebody wrote in years ago and told me that what I was doing was radio essays illustrated by recordings, and my first reaction was, good grief, she's got it. That, you know, if I had been looking in six or seven words to say it, there it was. Because I'm not a disc jockey. My career was not spent in radio. And what I do is give each show a theme. So I'm talking about an image or an idea or an incident or a songwriter or a performer. I've done a whole program of telephone songs because they were extraordinarily important when the telephone became popular early in the century. Automobile songs. Songs about going to the beach and swimming are different in the 20s than they are in the 60s. The songs really do hold up that open up that window for us. I'll do a show about some aspect of Irving Berlin or George and Ira Gershwin. I'll do an hour of Gertrude Lawrence, who was a sublime performer. In other words, anything having to, even though she was English, I cheat a little bit. In other words, anything having to do with American popular music from Stephen Foster on, although I focus on the first half of the 20th century, but I'll come up to Stephen Sondheim. If I can wrap myself around it and see something that looks like a point to make, then I'll devote an hour to it. And I would say about 45 minutes of the hour is music and about 15 minutes is me.
Mm. Mm. I like that idea of the music inspired by by the beach by swimming, because, yeah, I'm sure that in my grandmother's day, you know, there was no itsy-bitsy yellow polka dot bikini.
No. Well, in your grandmother's day, there were one-piece suits. In your great-grandmother's day, there were bathing dresses. And there's a wonderful song from the 20s called Beside the Sea. Let's see if I can get this right. I won't sing, I promise. I want to be beside your side, beside the seaside, by the beautiful sea. I did it.
Very good.
Yeah, well, you can't see it, but I'm taking a bow.
and there's applause in the control room.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I can't hear that either.
Well,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
This Friday evening on our companion station, Fascinating Rhythm, I do believe ragtime musicals, the theme for the show. You want to offer us a little tease of what we'll hear tonight?
In 1914, Irving Berlin, who I sometimes feel wrote every song, Irving Berlin wrote a score for a Broadway musical called Watch Your Step. It was the first ragtime song score for Broadway. And when I first conceived of doing the program, I had the more recent show Ragtime in my head. And Charles Strauss a few years ago wrote a flop, unfortunately, because it was a good show, called Rags. And I began to think about ragtime as it was used on Broadway, in Broadway scores. And I just traced that through and talk about the surprising emotional range of ragtime. Because in a show, it's got to serve character and plot. It can't just be good time music. And then I remembered that Scott Joplin said, a rag should never be played fast. He understood that there was melancholy in ragtime, beneath the happiness and the bounce and the buoyancy. And it's the ability to see that ragtime can convey a whole range of emotions that's given the best rags, the best ragtime composers, their appeal. And so I just trace out ragtime musicals over a half a century.
Mm. Well, I look forward to listening tonight, and I look forward to seeing you on Monday.
And I thank you very much for the opportunity to talk with you and your listeners.
My pleasure.
All right, good talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michael Lasser has been our guest in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine. He's the host of the public radio program Fascinating Rhythm. You can hear it on our companion station, WILL-FM, tonight, following the 10 o'clock news. On Monday, he will appear on Kevin Kelly's morning program on WILL-FM, let's say around 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 a.m.-ish. And then on Monday afternoon, Veterans Day ceremonies at the Aerospace Museum in Rantoul. Ceremonies begin at 4:30 Monday afternoon, and Michael Lasser's Veterans Day tribute, Walking Alone, the Songs of World War II, is set for 5:30, and tickets to that event are available at the door.